Next up, let's welcome to the stage, the virtual stage, Bill Henderson.
Good evening. So in the spring of 1992, there was a wedding. My wife's niece, Kristen, was getting married to Reza. Kristen grew up in the Boston area, an Irish-American background, and Reza grew up and was born and raised in Tehran, in Iran, and they had met at a college in Hamilton, New York. So the families wanted to have a multicultural wedding to make families from the United States and Iran feel together in their marriage. So they had both a Christian service and a Persian cultural service. And then at the wedding banquet, they had assigned seats and they wanted to make sure that people from Iran were also sitting, not just by themselves, but sitting among those of us who were from the Boston area. So there were round tables, 8 seats at the table. My wife was sitting to my left and my wife's cousins, 2 of them to my right, and the other 4 seats kind of across from me at a round table were people from Iran who were speaking mostly in Farsi. So the wedding proceeded and we had finished the main meal and they started the music for dancing. And the first song they played was a song by the Beatles called Something. And it was a song that had been played at our wedding 20 years previously to that. And so I kind of looked to my left and gave my wife a romantic kind of smirk. And then I discreetly put my hand under the tablecloth, my left hand, on her right thigh and started caressing her. Well, very shortly, I heard a noise which sounded like, and I quickly realized that this indeed was not my wife, and it was probably an Iranian woman. My wife had probably gotten up to take pictures or gone to the bathroom without telling me, and I was caressing some Iranian woman's right thigh. So with all the sincerest apology I could muster, I turned and looked at the woman, and I said to her, Mrs., you know, what are you supposed to say to a woman from Iran? I didn't know the right word. I am so, so sorry. I thought you were my wife. Well, at that point, the scream got even louder and higher. And then my cousins to my right informed me shortly thereafter that apology was being addressed to a middle-aged Iranian man with a long gray and black beard. So at that point, he got up, ran away. And I know ever since then, tensions have been sprayed between Iran and the United States, but I certainly hope that wedding experience did not contribute to it. The end.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Good. Awesome, thank you, Bill.
That was great.
Oh, wow. That was a long time ago.